Yeah, we're pleased to be joined here on this Tuesday morning on In Focus by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure to get caught up on what's going on here in the city government. You guys have a meeting tonight, 7 p.m. We'll get into what's all on the agenda tonight, but the past week, I know there's been some things going on here as far as you all have been concerned. I want to start with construction, if we could, just a little bit. I noticed I was driving over in the Bluemont Hayes area the other day where the sinkhole developed quite a while ago, and it looks like progress is being made there.
It is. We've got all the plumbing back together, if you will, for the sanitary sewer line that we did have the major sinkhole in and had to run a lot of new line in conjunction with that. And so then had to reconnect. We also had some service line failures that were feeding that. So all of that has been replaced. They do have the northbound lane on Hayes Drive open, and hopefully we'll have the southbound lane open fairly soon. So the closer, there was less disruption on that north side to do that backfill and repair work. So and the better weather is helping out with that as far as being able to get in there and dry things up and be able to get material back down. So we're optimistic about that. That one's been going on a long time, and we appreciate people's patience with that. Other projects that are in the works are the Kimball and Tuttle Creek Boulevard intersection. We're waiting there on actually some equipment to be delivered for them to be able to finish up some of that particular project. So there'll still be some inconvenience there for a while, but with better weather and deliveries, we'll hopefully get that one wrapped up before too long. And then one of the things this winter that's been occurring that we haven't really weren't able to do last winter because of all the wet weather and the freeze-thaw cycles is we've got contractors doing street repair work that's carried over, and some of that's out in the Candlewood area. Some of it's up in the Stag Hill area. And so those contractors are doing street repair and replacement work, and then our own crews. So one of the other good things about having not so many cold, wet, freeze-thaw cycles that we had last year, or as our pothole number is way down. I don't have an actual count. And then the material that we started using late last year that we were made aware of, it's a product out of Oklahoma and Texas that you can actually put in a wet hole, if you will. So before we had to dry the pothole out as best we could and then put a cold patch down out that would seem to just kind of pop out with the next wet freeze-thaw cycle. And so this material, actually, you can put it into a wet hole, and it has a special binder in it that binds with thing. It seems to be holding very well. We also coordinated some work between the supplier and Schilling Construction before they shut their plant down last fall, and they made a big batch of it. It's still a cold mix, and so they have a supply. And was talking with some of the Schilling folks, and they're actually supplying the Turnpike Authority, KDOT, and other things, folks traveling to get some of that material there. So, fortunately, the demand hasn't been as much. Not to say we still don't have some potholes out there, because I certainly have seen some, but the ones that at least we're repairing, we're not have to repair again and again and again. So that's been favorable for us.
And I imagine each day you see sunshine out there and no snow is just another day you've bought yourself here to maybe a few less potholes is going to be
absolutely
developing.
And even mm-hmm. we haven't had to use near as much salt, and the crews haven't had a lot of overtime to fight some of the storms that we've had. So it's been a much better winter from that perspective.
Well, let's hope that continues here.
Absolutely. I like that sunshine and 40 degree yeah. weather that day.
We're still in Kansas
about.
Though.
Yeah.
So we never know what's going to happen. So we'll hold our breath until the end of April and see, because there's usually that last snowfall or icing in March and April.
All right. Yusha, I know you were busy too. You went to Topeka mm-hmm. recently. Did you want? I don't know if you want to talk about that, or we maybe.
I don't remember now. I've been. Oh, yes. Okay. You were talking about the testimony.
Yes.
Okay. I have been to so many meetings. My days and nights have just kind of blended together. So Representative Cindy Hoschler from Johnson County had introduced a bill along with, I think, 12 other representatives for removing statute of limitations for civil suits for child sexual abuse. And there was several of us speaking, but I did speak to that mainly because Kansas is already doing the right thing by not having it for criminal charges. There's no statute of limitations. But for civil suits, it's, I think, 3 years after you acknowledge it or after you become 18, then you only have 3 years. And, you know, my personal experience in my own life was I was able to file charges when I was 53. And, you know, the abuse happened between the ages of 10 to 16. So it was 40 years later, and it takes that long for a child to become an adult, to be make sure they have enough support systems. And it takes a lot from within you to file charges. So there shouldn't be that statute of limitations, and never should a perpetrator or predator feel like, oh, the 3 years is up, they can't file a lawsuit anyway and move on with their life. And I tried to let them know that typically when you remove a statute of limitations or a barrier, you're not going to see a flood of victims coming and filing charges. It just removes the barrier so they have the capacity to move forward to file charges should they seek to do so. And we'll know more about it, I think, near the end of this week, if it's going to go out of committee and have a further discussion. I've heard positive remarks that they're it might move into out of judicial committee and maybe onto the Senate. So we'll see what happens. But they have like 1,000 bills right now in all of the House and chambers discussing a variety of issues. But this is very personal, and I hope they do remove the statute of limitations for civil suits.
That's, for those who don't know, what's the bill number on that?
I think it's HB 2306.
All right. You can do research on that. Again, it is moving through a committee right now, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
I do too. I'm following it closely. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. No problem. Well, let's we'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll preview tonight's City Commission meeting when we return here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.